Okay, we are back in the huddle inside the Quicken Loans studios at YSR. And what in the world is going on in the Big Ten Conference as they have struggled mightily over the first 3 weeks of action? In fact, at this point, with only two undefeated teams in the Big Ten. And I am leaning towards Nebraska at this point as my favorite. So it is time now to welcome in Tom Pippins from Fox 6 in Milwaukee. We want to get his thoughts on the state of the Big Ten Conference and what team perhaps in the end will win the Big Ten Championship. Good evening, Tom.
Hey, it's great to be with you and the listeners as always, Big E. I hope things are well down there.
Oh, things are well. It's been a very rainy week here in Houston, and we do want to take a look at the Big Ten standings. The results are very disappointing, and you look at just even the upsets. I mean, like Indiana was upset by Bowling Green, Iowa upset by Iowa State, and then, of course, Maryland. They lose at home to West Virginia. So, first and foremost, I mean, what was your forecast coming into this season? I mean, because expectations have really plummeted at this point.
Yeah, I would agree. I would say that the Big Ten, this is not necessarily the best time. It's competitive, but there's almost a competitive in the sense that it's mediocrity. You know, I believe everybody, Big E, thought that Ohio State was going to be an elite team and certainly a cut above anyone else in the conference, and then they lose Braxton Miller. And as you know, that's such a key position, and he's such a key player for them, that I think that brought them down a little bit. And Wisconsin is going through a quarterback situation of their own, kind of a bizarre situation where they had LSU on the ropes. They lost a couple of people on the D-line during that game, blew a big lead, and the quarterback that they had was a converted safety who had originally played as the signal caller. Tanner McAvoy was just horrible in that game. Now, he was better against Western Illinois, but with all due respect, these are the Leathernecks. They've had some injuries. It seemed as if they were covering for Joel Stavi. They said he had an arm issue. He had hurt his shoulder last year. And then it comes out that if it's like a ball player, a pitcher who can't get it over the plate anymore, mm-hmm. second baseman who can't make the throw to first. It's a mental thing with Joel, who's a great kid, a local kid. But he was the guy, I think, and everyone kept saying, why isn't Stavi in the game when they had the Tigers on the ropes? And McAvoy was throwing picks, and he was horrible in terms of his completion percentage. First time out against a tough team, understood. So it was, and then they had to kind of backtrack, and then Joel spoke. So and Melvin Gordon had a hit pointer. He had a big game. He had a long run. They took him out. How come he wasn't back in? They said they were trying to protect his hip. He seemed a little disappointed he wasn't back in there. So, wow, we had a lot of drama early on. And this is from a Wisconsin team that I thought had a good shot to win the conference. I kind of come to where you are. I think the Huskers look good. Everyone thought Michigan State would be a team. It's early in the season, as we know. I mean, the Badgers have already had a bye, and they play that same Bowling Green team. And they put that ball up, I think, 73 times last week.
Crazy.
So that should be an aerial shot at Camp Randall Stadium in Madtown, Wisconsin. But I'm with you. I think it's not the best time for the Big Ten. It should be competitive. But in the end, I don't see a team that separates itself and gets a long run or has a chance to contend for the national championship under this new playoff format.
Okay, so in the Big Ten, the East Division, Penn State, they have an unblemished record. They're 3-0. The West Division, Nebraska, 3-0. But the traditional powers within this conference
right.
have struggled. That's what I'm talking about. You know, Ohio State, Michigan, I mean, that game against Notre Dame, I still haven't gotten over that.
Yeah, I know the Irish have, you know, they're looking pretty good, but I think that they could be in trouble over there because it just, I don't know what has happened, but it just hasn't worked out for Michigan, and there's going to be a short leash there. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if they make a coaching change at some point unless they rebound. It has been very, I mean, it used to be Michigan, Ohio State. Those were the teams everybody saw
right,
on national
right, yeah.
television coming down on the wire.
Mm-hmm.
And as you point out, it's like, what's going on? You know, it's like watching the current day Seattle Seahawks, and if they were 0-6, this is crazy. This is not supposed to happen. You know, what's going on in the world? But right now, it's just a period. It's ebb and flow. And certainly at their best, I don't think that the Big Ten is going to play with the folks in the Southeastern Conference, for example, toe-to-toe. Although, once again, the Badgers had LSU now ranked, I think, in the top 10, eighth, if I remember correctly. And they had them. So they're a pretty good team. And I think under Gary Anderson, and we obviously have a bent here in Wisconsin, I think they'll do a good job. And I think that they'll grow and they'll be there most every season contending for a Big Ten crown. But as you point out, it's unusual. And it just isn't a lot lot of fun, you know, because you don't have the great teams there right now.
Tom Pippins from Fox 6 Television in Milwaukee is joining us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. And obviously, I like to look at the positives. And Michigan State, I mean, that's a program that's on a rise. And Mark D'Antonio, as a head coach, I think he's done a fabulous job.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. I think as long as he's at Michigan State, the Spartans will be, if not an elite team, and they will be on certain years, they're going to be really good. And so once again, as we talk now, Big E, on your show with the listeners, it's early in the campaign. We'll see what happens. You have a surprise here or there, but it is a little bit disappointing. It just doesn't have the same feel. The juices aren't flowing yet, but we'll see in another month. Somebody might get on a roll and then perhaps try to get themselves in the equation a little bit for that playoff thing. But I don't see it happening this season, that's for certain.
Well, of course, they're in Milwaukee. I mean, one of the teams you cover very, very closely is Wisconsin, as you were talking about, a tough start to the season. But what is your belief in the Badgers and a reason to believe in Gary Anderson's team? I mean, let's not forget they were 9-4 last year.
Right. And they had a good start. They had a disappointing end of the season, the loss to Penn State. That cost them a bigger bowl game, and then they played South Carolina tough, but they eventually lost to Steve Spurrier's squad. Once again, I'm a big believer in the coach. I think he's starting to get his people in just barely, if you will. You know, the cupboard in terms of Gary Anderson recruits is still filling up. And he has a young team, too. They lost a lot of key performers, and they're still looking for a go-to receiver. So there are a lot of things that are not working in their favor. The defense is young. As long as they have Melvin Gordon, I think they're going to be very good. He and Corey Clement, another outstanding running back, a terrific 1-2 punch. But what happened was, and Western Illinois did this, Big E, in the first half a couple of Saturdays ago, they just stacked the box and dared Tanner McAvoy to throw. Now, eventually, after an erratic start, including an interception, he went on to complete 17 straight, and that opened things up. So I think that's going to be the key. Tanner McAvoy, who again was playing safety, a 6'6 safety.
Wow.
That's how athletic he is. He came from a junior college and Arizona Western, I think it was, and you know, he hadn't had reps. He started to play, and then they converted him after he broke his hand last year. So it's going to take some time, and particularly unless Joel Staube, who's a better thrower, McAvoy's in there because he's more athletic and he runs well, but I think a lot of it is what's up in Joel's head. And if he gets that straightened out, I just like the way he throws the deep ball. He came in last year against South Carolina and threw a terrific pass that might have been caught for a touchdown, but he'd had some injury. He'd come back from that. I think they gave him a couple of plays. But I think in McAvoy, you're going to see someone who will grow on the job, and he has to. I think the more successful he is, the more successful Melvin Gordon will be, and he's a Heisman Trophy preseason candidate who has not had a very good start by his standards. He had a good game against the Tigers. He broke off, as I mentioned earlier, a real long run, but he did not do very well, in fairness to him, because they just loaded up the box. He didn't get as many chances, though he did catch a touchdown pass. So it's a team that I think will grow. It'll take some time. They won't be an elite team. I would assume they will be a bowl team, but I predict they'll lose a couple more and probably end up with 3 losses.
You know, as I listen to you speak, Tom, I mean, it sounds like you have a lot of confidence in Tanner. I mean, his development as a quarterback, I mean, obviously he had that superb performance against Western Illinois, but I mean, he's shown us some signs, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. And anytime you can, and I think Gary likes the more mobile quarterback. We haven't had that at Wisconsin in a long time. He's recruited a kid who I think has still another year of high school, recruited him as a sophomore, had a connection with his dad through days gone by. And I really think he wants to build that program up to, you know, the option. He did a lot of that when he was so successful in his last stint. And I think that with Utah State, and I think that what you're going to find is with him, as he has more time to bring his people in, it's going to be a Gary Anderson type offense. That doesn't mean at Wisconsin you're ever going to stop running the football. I mean, you get those big, strong farm boys, and you know, they're going to mash some people and they're going to run it down your throat. But I think he wants to bring a little bit more versatility to the offense, something that, you know, would Barry Alvarez and Brett Bielema was more bread and butter, and obviously it was very successful. But I think Anderson wants to bring a little bit more to the table, and I think that's going to be a good thing down the stretch. So in McAvoy, yes, I have my concerns. I'd like to think that he started to warm up and gain some confidence. Been a long time for him. You know, he's rusty as a quarterback. But we will certainly see as the Big Ten opens how effective he can be. And the more effective he is, obviously, the better it is for 25 back there, talking about Melvin Gordon out of Kenosha Bradford High School in Wisconsin.
Very well said. Tom Pippins has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We are flat out of time.
Always a pleasure to be with you and the listeners. Very best. God bless.
That, of course, was Tom Pippins from Fox 6 Television out of Milwaukee. A very special thank you to all of our guests. Our lineup tonight, Jason Peter with our Under the Helmet segment, Cliff Harris, Dallas Cowboy great, and John Unitas Jr., the son of Johnny Unitas, and Steve Bortstein from Fox Sports New Mexico. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell reminding you to not drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and YahooSportsRadio.com.